Philip Sempapia, LTD, certain care. Today's date is 08-17-2024. Dictation is for Desiree Pena. Pena spells P-E-N-A. Desiree spells D-E-S-I-R-A-E. Date of birth is 02-28-2006. This is a 18-year-old female here for pain on her index finger, right hand, period. She denies trauma. She says she believes she was bitten by a spider, period. She says symptoms started approximately 2 days ago with a small red spot, and now it's gotten bigger with a pustule, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, she denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 109/72. Pulse 100, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. Right. Please change the above to right middle finger. Next paragraph, right middle finger. There is a fluctuant mass with central pustule. Lesion is tender to palpation. The lesion is located just below the nail. Some redness migrates around the nail bed, period. Correction. Some redness migrates around the nail, period. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. And assessment number one is paronychia. Number two is cellulitis. Next paragraph, procedure. Patient was explained my plan for extraction of the pus from lesion. And she understands and give verbal consent. Next line, site was cleaned with hydrogen peroxide before site was anesthetized with topical anesthesia. In number 11, blade was used and lesion was scraped. The superficial surface was removed and a small amount of pus extracted, period. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, site was then baited with antibiotic cream, covered with 2x2, secured with coband. Next line, patient was educated on what to look for. She was advised to come back to the clinic if she noticed migrating erythema, increased swelling, discharged pus. Increased pain, periods. Patient says she understands. Next line, patient was offered an injection of Rocephin. She declined, citing cost. She was sent home with the following medication. 1, Bactrim, 800/160 mg, 1 PO, BID for 10 days, number 20. She was advised to use over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for pain to come back to clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.